Heart Sutra in English on page 2. Asaya Kuru. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called the Kama Appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasangha, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and the natural elements. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasangha, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasangha, answered the venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is formal. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, may neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three kinds rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and they become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyaka om gate gate para gate para sangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi, said to the bodhisattva mahasattva and the noble Avalokiteshvara that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as world beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
Yeah, Yeah. 가서 가르치고요. 그래서 나 취해지고요. 라고 하셨다.
What we're doing here is we are actually engaging in practice of Dharma.
아니 취해지 가르치는 취해지 그래서 나와이나 그래서 최선을 쉬우지 오래대로 하셨다.
So for what purpose that we are really practicing Dharma? So in a way that the way we live, you know, we are living under a very powerful, you know, rules.
일단은 트윈드 가르쳐서나, 아니 레지신지기 트윈스네로와, 다.
So what kind of rules that we are here really talking about that we are living under? Is the rules here really referring to what we are the Legishinji, which means the karma, karma, or you could say, yeah, it's a karma.
Legishinji, I think also you pay Gishin, Legishinji, Chadasa, Vilmado, Nitarimado, Yako, Leonardo. Anyway, Nitanero, Chidani, I saw you. 我不仅, 其实就是,就已经我的话了,
so, the reason why I'm saying that we are all under the power or the domination of this karma or the mara. So, here, let's think about all things. So long as the things that exist, it's all exist. By depending upon its causes and conditions.
特别是我不蒙小的，就以前我也不讲，现在来说，我说给他的，你等了用的蒙小的，监控了蒙这些的嘛多了，就做蒙这些呢，主要东西的，差异我说今天下个月嘛就来了，学那边的是开的几年了，监了等的主要东西嘛多，就做的蒙这些的别可不差的了。
So. We are, you know, all those things exist under the power of its causes and conditions. So here again, most of the time, when we are trying to make a change in certain situations, in certain existence and so on, we are really trying to change by reflecting upon mere conditions without finding the actual cause of the phenomena.
嗯，这样变成今天可能了，对比是行业，去主要去当个呢，每一同样去的，按照了是吧？突然间去一同的，主要当的嘛都，这里先把这主要的，他那可不结果是。
So most of the time that the way we try to change something, bringing about change, is really based upon something that is visible, something that is accessible to our sense faculties. So beyond the excesses of the sense faculties, we are unable to make any change. It is because of these limitations, because we are unable to change, make a change, bringing about change beyond this sense faculties. You know, whatever the change that we make, it is only something that is visible, it's something that is accessible to our sense faculties. So beyond that, we are unable to do it. So, and therefore, regardless of how much effort that we put forth to bring about a lasting happiness, and we are unable to achieve that, why? Because we are unable to identify the actual cause that can make really change of phenomena.
Dīyīngā sūpa tāchī chī chēyōng dī rōwā pēnā chūyō sēngi dī kē lēngi chī kī chē gōngi chī dī kē mēlēng chī kī chē gōngi chī mārī sī dī nyāngā kā tūgu rī sī rōwā pēnā ngē tī guā lē chūyō nā hēnyi tōgu rōwā tāndā kē chē chī rōwā.
So it, with this regard, you know, when we talk about practicing Dharma, it's not really to practice someone who believes. It can be practiced by both, whether believer or non-believers.
Pena shi yi me to chen na ro, chu de lu le ma de ba ji jin me to ka de chen na ro, chu de lu le ma de ba ji jin yong xie ge ba de la da.
So let's take an example of the existence of the flower. The flower cannot grow by itself. In order for the flower to germinate, it takes a lot of other factors, such as moisture, soil, fertile soil, and manures, and so on. So what it indicates is because it really indicates the very existence of the flower itself. It's not really exists independently. It exists by other powers, which is their causes and conditions. So it is because of by setting those examples and focusing on those gross level of phenomena, one can then relate this to one's own mind. You know, our mind, you know, regardless of the varieties of mind, the different types of mind that we may generate within our continuum, and all of those minds are do not exist independently, and all those arisal and generation of those minds are depending upon its own causes and conditions.
So here
the question is, now whether we speak of either mind or the consciousness, and now the mind and consciousness, what kind of causes and conditions that makes the mind and mind or the consciousness come into existence?
Pepeji kuron xie jun la sabba jibo xie go uri tele zubo le chwe dena kade jene pengur se dena pepeji kuron kongxi le xie go resa la darwa.
Tibetans would always say that, you know, in order for one to have a healthy body, so we have to maintain our mind. We always say that, you know, maintain our peacefulness of one's own mind. Again, here when we talk about, you know, maintenance of one's peacefulness of one's mind, it's again not really referring to the peacefulness of mind. It's really referring to the way they, you know, talking about, you know, maintenance of this peacefulness of mind, it's really depending upon the external conditions, such as, you know, resources and so on and so forth. They are not really trying to think about, you know, try to gain insight into their one's own continuum in order to make one's mind peace.
Therefore,
when we are speaking about, you know, practicing Dharma and by practicing Dharma, one try to benefit other beings. So here, practicing Dharma to benefit other beings is, first of all, we need to, bring about a transformation in one's own mind. And having transformed one's own mind, or tamed one's own mind, one can then benefit other beings. This is what we call the practicing of Dharma. This is what we call benefiting other beings through Dharma.
So in general,
if one's behavior is really terrible and try to tell someone to behave well, then that doesn't really make sense. It's and people will not take it either.
Do dhiyuni kese shiye sona rani le shenju che rani le zombo yungi netan kandu yu kare chen shegu de chen kare chegu do sena ta chen che gege yung to la kare chegu do sena tombo nanchu lan ju dene rani le yang zan le sona zhen la papo yungi rwa shamba ten zhen la le yungi nga zon ngen ju da shanchu sen roto ten re doa.
So here in brief, it is important that we, first of all, how can we make a change or bring about a transformation in one's own mind? What kind of causes and conditions are required in order to bring a transformation, in order to transform one's own mind from negative to positive? And it is through one's own experiential knowledge of process of transforming one's own mind, one can then, one can then preach other beings to bring about transformation of one's own mind. So this is the custom of, engaging in practice to tame one's own mind as well as the taming other minds, such as practice of Nyejung, which is renunciation of the definite emergence, you could say, and bodhicitta and so on.
The digit chin the core in the raw, and it shinji led the chin sing the raw, co Ranshuji, Chinkan and Rosona, solo devotion. Rajora, they mean the Messiakonola, Yoja Dan, Zim, Mabi, Jonjis on any, shinji Chinkon, or leg, shinji, and it, that conducted a singing chimado, Hagumaris and Lojans on Tasunga.
So therefore, it is through identifying those causes and conditions of negative state of mind as well as then positive states of mind, one then bringing about a change of one's own mind by identifying the appropriate causes and conditions. So if one is able to find these causes and conditions, then one doesn't have to live under the power of karma, or in other words, shinji, which was the yamraj, and we don't have to really, under the domination of this, the karma or the yamraj. So therefore, the Tibetan have a saying that if you want to say something about somebody's, especially if you want to say something about somebody's, in relation to somebody's, physical body, and first of all, you have to have a mirror to look at yourself into the mirror to see how you really look like. Then you can, you can say something about others.
Tak mene tone ji khepa se gro me yaro sing de kare sana rani il ta tone de me de mene chopa re yaro re ro.
So now how can we say, the wholesome person or the positive being, positive person, is positive person or the wholesome person is someone who can look at him or herself, who can internalize him or herself, is said to be a positive person. So it is also said to be a practitioner as well. So now let's you know, take some time and do the meditation on bodhicitta. So what we are really, you know, trying to do here is now we must make an effort to how to bring about a change of one's own mind. And so for what kind of skillful means that is required to really bring about a change of one's mind. And this is a vital point of, you know, practicing Dharma or receiving the teachings of the Dharma. So visualizing the Buddha Shakyamuni in front of oneself along with all those root and lineage gurus. So visualize that you yourself is being in the presence of them.
So now,
you know, before we touch the actual teachings of the Lama Chimu, and it's a custom that we have to go through a little bit background about the founding teacher, which is Buddha Shakyamuni. And then we have to go through this, the greatness of the author, which is the author. And so speaking about the greatness of the author or the greatness of the teacher, we went through this, the background or the story. We read through the story about Adisha Divamkara.
Larichima Corona on the Soyura. Then I shall do Langi German Zeboboyan, De Zeboboyan Senator. Soyer, Penna shall do Langi German Zeboboyan, Larichima Zeboboyans. T. Jim in Jura Takaje, Larichima, Jinan, the German which Corona Rangis Soledaya, German which Corona Rangi, and Larry, Casancho Langi German Zeboboyan, De Zeboboyans, and
so
do us.
Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa has stated that the Lamden, which is the path, Adisha's path to land for enlightenment, is the author of the land for path to enlightenment is also the author of Lamden Chemo as well. So you could say, in other words, the Lamden Chemo is also the same author of, of Adisha's lamp for path to enlightenment.
lāngrī yī dzīpa bāngu sā yī nī jīrū mā chā yī nā tā tī sōgū duwa lāngrī chī bākā.
So then in the Lamrim Chemo, we find the backgrounds about Atisha, and then this will follow by the Lama Tsongkhapa as well.
Tā ngā chūkī tī jīng yā chā chī mā tōng shī yī chā rā chūkī dē dūsū dī mā yōng yī yī sāng yī dē chī kāngā lā pē chī tā tī yōng chī chā sū yī dā chī yī sā tā nā tā.
So you can at least have some kind of generic image of, you know, going through the process of learning by beginning from, you know, the greatness of the teacher and greatness of the teachings and so on.
Mi jana ji yin la ri chi mo de de ba san je jan de de di ta da pa de la ma jin ga chi da song ye re ya san yo re ro wa len je de chi.
So this teachings of the Lamrim is unbroken lineage, the teachings of unbroken lineage starting from the founding teacher Buddha Shakyamuni.
So
now speaking about the Lamrim itself, the Lamrim text itself, it's a greatness of Lamrim text. You know, Lamrim is a very unique, you know, text that encapsulates the essence of all the sutra and as well as tantra.
Oh, that's part of the Benaro. You know, the big gem of it. Saint Diego saw them in the lot along there was. Saint Diego saw them in the.
So Lamrim actually describes the primarily targeting towards taming one's mind. So therefore it is said it is very lucid text or the lucid instructions.
Ni chinta chimo ni julu la kebe se ro la ma ni jime ngar je ba se la de ro pa ba thome da go bu lu du ni julu la kebe ni la ma ni jime ngar je ba se le
yo. So its instructions is like really derived in accordance instruction is really in accordance with the two you know, revitalizers such as Asanga and Nagarjuna's. So it is just to remind all of you that we went through all those stages, and to remind you, so I, you know, repeatedly go through these stages.
아, 됐지. 다음은 드리기 남아들 아니 혹시 가르쳐 버렸잖아. 제가 아니 가르는데 가서 아니 봐. 아, 계전해 주죠. 뭐 대전이 시도 때 발생이 돼서 여러 와서 되게 전에 시문제로 와. 계전해 주죠. 뭐 대전이 시도 때 봐서. 아니 가서 곧 뒤에 차천제리 단지 미바체 왔다 가는 게 되게 제외 와서라다. 와서 주.
So then it is you know, when we, the way we listen to the teachings, and we must listen to the teachings by abandoning all the faults, the three faults, then, you know, we were not going to go through the detail about the faults and so on. So now how can such, you know, if the teachings are so profound and it's very special and very unique, so now how these teachings can lead their disciples? So therefore it says we first of all we need to find authentic teachers. So in general, whether one will become a great learned or not, it's really dependent upon the teacher who teaches you.
데 쇼츠기 배신 서로로 용해 전전에 이제 다다 시행을 하더라고 나디 테스트에서 로그야 다다 거기들라다 ABC를 하더라고
so since all of you you know went to school and you have experience of that you know if you have a good teacher and you learn more so it's the same thing that what I'm experiencing right now I'm learning English you know alphabet so when I have a better teacher then I learn better So then if the teacher is really good, you know, then we don't know how the time passes. You know, we can really kill the time right away. And if the teacher is not really good, then you're just wasting your time and the time seems so long, you know, it doesn't pass. So.
티처 맞아요. 나를 쳐서 년이 쳐가래. 이나고 추수는 언제서 신이 된지서 조인 받은 건지 제 맞으나요? 그걸로 전부 세요로.
So 남기서 신이 된지 which means the root path is to rely upon authentic teachers. So therefore we really need to it is important to ensure the teacher whom you are relying upon is a really authentic teacher.
디인 제시데 라마 코로 자침 제국도 수 과타네네 디인 고로 모모세 로지도 와 드니 마레스라라로
so here again when we talk about you know relying upon the authentic teacher when really not talking about the teacher he or himself is really precious and someone who's really special
진짜 당하도인다 때는로 제다장이를 발라니 저와 뒤에 때는 님본에 비추고 다님본 제다님 비추니 이제 단 도모지 다님본 제다님 세제들이니 이제 나지 나자는 게 보지 보는 님본에 생모지 한 도모지 사지 다님본에 생모들 소문지 주부 중에다 대모에 나지를 만나서는 주부들다 대모 주부 친별 나지를 만나서는 세지 다 동보를 송지 주부 중에 삼바지방 대로로 삼바지장 세지 대집에서 대로로 돌아가지 한 동보 리지 안 다 동보 막 동보는 이제 대 대심한 데 유톱 되면 나 감사 지대심한 데 이제 로제 받은 지대심한 데 유톱 되면 이제 다 동보 되지 단 지대심한 데 유톱 되면 달라 딜레 탄지 제자와 내달라 딜레 탄지 제자와 이 치지 대바제 받은 아니 그만해서 템벌런 주비 보통 뭐 전혀 모르고다 델레 통제 사회 이치지 때바 이제 나오네 가서 델레 통제 사회 이치지 때바 제바 카도 되는데 살아나리 저 창조 번호 뭐 취마다 되기도 많이 주세요 그런 거
So Rinpoche said I don't have to go through all the stages that he has because we have limited time so right now what we are doing what we have reached is we are reached at the you know, developing, reach at the point or the chapter which is developing the faith of conviction that is root of all temporary happiness and sudden goodness. Mm-hmm. So that is what we, this is the chapter that we are dealing with right now.
다니엘 톰볼로 하는 것은 칭가리오 되어있으나로 렌데지 칭고는 되어있으나 이마스.
So as I mentioned earlier, that we are living under the power, under the domination of Lende, which means law of cause and effect.
So,
you know, speaking about this karma, so we talked about the negative karma and positive karma, and we went through this 10 negative we were in the process of completing the 10 negative actions and identifying the 10 negative actions and how to abandon those engaging 10 negative actions and so on
dangaso luji song ro nga gi ji ne nga gi tama te ba de luji song sa nga gi tombo song sa ni tama de won de de was
So we went through those three negative actions regarding body and then the four negative actions regarding speech. And out of the four negative actions of the speech, and we have reached the last, the fourth speech, which is senseless speech or the gossip.
고대고도아로아 리지 송보대 제소나 아니 리지고네 인 추랑지 아니 단지지 튕다는 게로래다 서로 아니 트니티게 힘을 가다한 거를 살아서나 진실 되는 일 보고를 해서 깨게 되러와 고대분도 와.
So now it's really comprehensive, you know, it's when you look at this, you know, first we talked about the three negative bodies regarding one's body, three negative actions, you know, of body. And so if we engage in those three negative actions of body, then we're actually, you know, breaking the law of karma.
Mm-hmm.
So then in turn, we are the one who actually face the consequences of what the law that you have broken.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of discipline is not really imposed by the Buddha Shakyamuni. Buddha Shakyamuni appeared to this world and you know, set aside this, you know, laws. So then if those negative actions, the 10 negative actions or the disciplines are really, those disciplines are really imposed by the Buddha Shakyamuni, then someone who do not believe in Buddha Shakyamuni will not have any karma, so which is not the case. So therefore, speaking of, you know, consuming alcohol here, you know, consuming alcohol is strictly, you know, forbidden for the full audience. You know, members. So if they consume, then there will be the accumulation of very, you know, mighty or heavy negative karmas.
当然，如果你的，当然说什么，俺也去学过的。当俺自己今年是吧，俺是可是人常嘛，起初俺去，俺去过那点的哇，俺去这几年是的，是吧？你老问的，俺去这几年是，对面的，对面把的电表，对面弄啥？
So let's go through the reading of the Lamrim text, that is a senseless speech. The basis of senseless speech is speech. It's 223 pages. 223 page. And you can look at the last paragraph. It's senseless speech. The basis of senseless speech is speech about a topic that is not meaningful. Of the three aspects of the attitude, the perception is as follows. Although Asanga says nothing more than a perception of that as that, and here the senseless speech means that you yourself perceive the topic about which you wish to speak and then speak. It does not have to involve someone else who understands it. So senseless speech is very clear because we are engaging in gossip actually, you know, with no meaning in it. Most of the time, you know, we go through those lot of, you know, it's almost like we're chatting with no meaning. So this is what we're not killing in Tibetan, which is gossip, you know. It's literally, you know, translation would be the more appropriate gossiping. This senseless speech of the gossip, you know, it really happens suddenly, right? It doesn't really need a prior motivations or intentions of engaging in such as, gossiping or gossiping some of all this, engaging in the senseless speech. Of course, there will be a circumstantial, conditions or the cause for giving, for engaging in this gossip, gossip. But overall, when there's no such prior strong motivations, it just happens. When we gather a couple of people or three, four people, then, one will say something and then one will follow that. And then this all, unending speech,
will lingers.
There's also, sometimes we spend a lot of time on the phone by engaging in, senseless speech. Such as, I heard this and this, and you were just, explaining to someone else whatever that you have seen, whatever you have heard. So, in general, when we talk about, I like or I don't like, it's really, it is a nature of human being that when we talk about I like such and such things, it's really, how it really depends on how much and how your mind is familiar with. That is what, if something that is more familiar with your mind, and we tend to say that I like it, and so on.
Tiji, nga chong la kare taan du se nero, nga rong la cha ja na. Ji mekye wa ri shu te le, se nga nga shu shu yi towa. Towa yi bi gong la kare che sa na kale kare nengi ji towa.
So, this is through my own experience. When we are engaging in the negative actions, and it's almost become like an effortless. You don't really have to put an effort. You are doing it, deliberately and engaging in such negative actions delightfully. So what it really indicates is because my mind is very familiar, it is very much habituated with engaging in such action for the long period of time.
Mm-hmm. 계차 버르바라 시에는 추세니 순서를 받지 세 나올로지는 단다하 뭐 대해진 도아로와 갈매 그 공시 매겨의 공시 영원히
So let's take an example, here. If we were to, having a serious meeting, something that is a meeting and we have a very important things to be discussed, which has a lot of meaning and its purpose, it's something that is purposeful, then even a couple of hours, it's a really tiring, it's a tiresome. So then on the other hand, if we engage in this gossip and a meaningless speech, we can spend the whole night, engaging in such, senseless speech. And that really entails that we are very much, our mind is very much habituated with engaging in those negative actions either through body or speech. So there's a reason why we talk about, once we really practice ourselves to meditate, continual meditations, and then at some point, your practice of meditation becomes so natural, it becomes so effortless, and you will have no sense of, there's no, feelings of the fatigue and so on. So then it is because that you become more familiar your mind become more familiar with your, you know, practice of meditation. So then if one has a, you know, engaged in this senseless speech for overnight, you know, whole night, I mean, and though at the moment that you are in engaging in very intensive, you know, speech, you know, the senseless speech among, you know, with your friends or acquaintances, and you don't feel very tired at this moment. However, the next morning, so you feel very uncomfortable, you know, bodily, you know, because of the, you know, long time, you know, actions of the speech and the previous that has happened in your previous night.
Tiki kare tengo ringi kine roa. Senba dan zupo ni bote onche te senba dan onche chao yere roa.
So what this really entails and indicates is it really indicates, you know, in comparison to one's mind and the body, so the mind has more power than one's body. So when your mind is not wandering and you are not scattered anywhere, so then you have a feeling of pain, you know, your limbs such as your, you know, knees and so on. You feel very, you know, you feel this, you go through the painful experience. However, your mind is scattered and it's just all over, and you just wander all over. Then those, you know, experiencing of pain of your limbs is, we will not have a feeling of those painful experience.
The
reason why I'm saying this is it is because of the one's familiarity with one's mind with certain object, and then one can then engage one's mind with certain object, you know, naturally. So there's a senseless speech, you know, doesn't really need another individual to whom that you speak about, you know, the senseless speech. By yourself, you can engage in this senseless speech. So it doesn't necessarily require another individual to engage in this senseless speech. One can, you know, it's by listening to the radios and senseless news and advertisement and so on, you know, one is, you know, engaging in, you know, it is it's the senseless speech or the gossip. So it doesn't really require someone, another individual to whom that you, you know, engage with the senseless speech. So then the affliction is any of the three. So among those three afflictions, this senseless speech again derive most of the time from the attachment.
딱 규모 내에서로 만제비니 만주비 시원제 만도바 오스로 변한 재미 되게 계속 뭔가 쉬우지 희는데 반도 치러.
So then the motivation is the desire to make a like a arbitrary or the unconnected remarks.
변한 변한 이 변자 빈자 되게 단단가서 이게 이마 꺼낸 처박이 있는데 제제 시시시 집어지장 시고 봐. 봐 나온다 봐. 계좌 시동도. 된다게 지로 그건 저와서 게면 그걸 낸데 제제 지로.
So it's like you know imitating somebody you know that's also a big that's also become a gossip. For instance, my own brother who can actually imitate exactly as a the Tibetan exiled prime minister the way he speaks and then and all his behaviors and so on.
그래서 예 약간 집어동에 되세 진도와 대로미 신간의 구조는 컨센 집어동도 데리카서로 코 간에서 터지기도 전년에 지지고 미시지 잔인데 카바지시데 인테야데 잡아 집어지자
so my brother actually after the summer retreat they have a you know time where they can spend as a picnic you know so then there you know he just imitates how, you know, he was just showing to other his colleagues and his acquaintances how the exiled prime minister, Tibetan exiled prime minister is speaking in. And also the it's a Sandor Rinpoche, it's a former prime minister, in other words, sorry. So this is also unconnected, you know, remarks. It says senseless speech of unconnected remark.
Joanne is in the word, Joanne, Nachiman, Mount Samba City, Joakadi and Masulaka Chevachel Cobra.
The performance here again, the last one, that's it. The third one is the performance is to undertake the speaking of the senseless speech.
Chitanga Pigitero, Joaji singing Chiora, Sanja Salon Joaji. 로비 랑코론의 좋아하시는 단위 제거로 모두 좋아하셔서 너도 좋아하셔서는
So performance the Jowa in Tibetan which means performance in English so which indicates one kind of actions right it actually it entails some kind of actions that has been carried out so therefore we have a four performance, the four movements or four paths of performance to the enlightenment.
Alle tanji de loe de fai san dangam ro sha ma do. Ro ma de ban tanji ni mo ne se ti ba dun ro me wa so ka ro che kin lo ne sa ma de ban ji ji. Jo wa ne nga ma san ba wo sa. Ta tu ne nga ji ma sin ba wo wa. Tanji ti ba do lo ji de. No. No. No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No.
So the motivation is the desire to make an arbitrary and unconnected remarks. And the performance is to undertake the speaking of senseless speech. The culmination is the final, which is the conclusion. The culmination is having finished an utterance of the senseless speech.
Tatu kadu ngachi yinge pa de kadu sa gur sa sona ni geche de shi ro chu se sung ji de se chola dong sa na ni jin sa sa ro
so you accumulate karma of engaging in senseless speech is after you complete your gossips and after you complete this senseless speech then you are begin to accumulate this karma of
engaging in senseless speech.
So it says, and furthermore, the senseless speech has seven bases, it says. So there's seven bases. So the first one is the speaking of fighting.
Then the Tomoda Santo was it, dindrui shi yara wada. Yang chi pena lo nga soo yina pyo yina lingi dhonsi shi uji yawa, dindrui shi yawa chalo kogu.
So we are speaking of fighting, like,
if you... Tanji dindrui shi yawa yara wada, rwa dindrui shi yawa chi yawa yas, lingi shi yawa.
Shido shi yawa. So the speaking of this fighting is like, if you have, if you know about some stories of wars and battles, so we speak of that, and you are trying to, you know, engage that kind of speech, engaging this kind of, you know, speech, and this is also a gossip or this senseless speech. And the Tibetans, we have a lot of stories, you know, like really brave, you know, what we call the king, the warrior kings. So we spend a lot of time
engaging in such space.
So, for example, in the monastery, the younger monks, they just go and, you know, watch a movie, and then after, you know, watching movie, and they come back to the monastery, and in the courtyard, they're supposed to be debating, you know, engaging in debates, and they're, you know, engaging in those senseless speech by explaining what kind of movie that he or he has seen. And this is a really a perfect example of, you know, wasting one's time by engaging in senseless speech. So speaking of fighting, and the next is fault finding, finding a fault in others. In other words, if you dislike someone, and if the person walks in, and as soon as the person walks in, and you try to find something in this person, particularly the, you know, try to find some faults, and then speak bad things about this person. According to Dharma, and those kind of speech, you know, fault finding, and also engaging in, you know, in the conversation of the politics, are inappropriate in according to Dharma. However, if someone has a meaning, there's an appropriate, you know, time or appropriate purpose of engaging in such speech, then there should be less accumulation of negative karma. Then again, if one engages in those speech, you know, conversations out of, you know, attachment and aversion, not disliking the opponents and so on. So you have obviously when you are talking about the politics, and then there's already a segregation, so that there's two, you know, parties involved, and then one is going to be your opponent, and then you speak about the bad things about those opponents, which then when we are engaging in such speech, and that those are really derived from delusions such as attachment and aversion.
So
those are, you know, it's really a a good basis to analyze.
Da shurubi din duwa yang, shurubi din juya sang, dhansi sang la gaya lu long bhe ba tang kaden sheba so dang si ji duwa yin bat.
Disputes and divisions that we speak earlier, and then speech as a transmitting and reciting the text with the mind that delights in the teachings of the non-Buddhists or in the mantra vehicle of Brahmins. Those are all become a cause of all the senseless speech.
Then shurubu yi nga su dami shi shurubu yi shati la so yo ma da si yi zang ten jo rwa shati so rwa shati so yo rsi rwa shati so do yi ten jo sing ten jo ba ten jo ten jo yi lung nung ko jeja ten da si ke mewa yi zang nga chi do guru ma do chi kan ten da yo ma rwa.
The reason why we are really talking about this, here the treatises of the non-Buddhists, here really refers to a one particular treatise of the non-Buddhists in ancient India. Which belongs to the one category of Hinduism, the treatise which actually describes the birds having a teeth and why the birds should have teeth and those kind of treatises are really meaningless and senseless.
And
then also someone who is not really receptive of receiving the teachings of Sangha, which means the sacred mantra or the Vajrayana teachings, and again if one force to teach such a person as Mantrayana teachings, then this also become a senseless speech.
Ani nyang thabi mhenga dhamba dhamba dhaka je je ngaji je san je dhanda mebi kona te momo zhongli dhanda yawa sosoki shidu kange nomba koshye nengi dhanda dhanda mhengi chile rwa.
So then also for expression of the helplessness, such as wailing, right? So those are all gossip,
so senseless speech.
The speaking of laughter, play, entertainment, or the enjoyments. So all of this really becomes a senseless speech. So this, is again, for example, engaging someone who's taking time to read those Kama Sutras and so on.
Jibo dun lyombo dun yu dun kumbo dun tang la su bin dun zing ki tang pang was. Jiri ngay tang ji tumbo la wadabu dun duwa.
Talking about news of commotion, such as news of kings, ministers, nations, and thieves. Speaking like a drunkard or the lunatic. So then the talk of one who maintains a wrong livelihood. So here the wrong livelihood really referring to out of desire or attachment. One would say that if I were someone, I would do this. If I were that, then I would do this and so on and so forth.
Tata de Guyana Kashiti, Jibodi Nai Tayo Jonas, and Jibodi Yeni, Brother Chumala Subangala Jonas, and Jibodi Yikoyan Subangala Jonas, and Rikishi and Jilly in Sari and the Los City.
So it's let's take it, again, this talk of one who maintains a wrong livelihood. We could say this if I were a king, the queen will be mine. If I were a king, the princess will be mine, and so on. So that kind of, speak. Mm-hmm.
Yes. lo tsu chin zhe song de wo de ni mo de zhe song
de
wo mi bi chue da chue da me de ba de da me de ba ma wo ni ga shi ma de wo ki ni ni mo ba de ba ta ro se ni je ge da lo la so ba da de ga ke na so ba ta yi yu na ma wo wo sa de da ge ni ba tong bo su a le de re o ba de ba da lo sha ra che da
Let's read through the text. It's a disjointed, irreligious, which was non-religious, and senseless speech, a speech that is jumbled, reveals the afflictions, or is uttered while laughing, singing, or viewing actors and the like.
Angagini basum bong a chit and dumin de lutni, yu chans, and then a ramadan timbasum so sonda.
So there are two systems with regard to the first three vocal faults. One asserts that they are senseless speech, and one that they are not. However, that I have stated here is in line with the former.
Then trauma tsu tangachin ngachin yin ba ro song ga jika nga gi ne ba jika ngachin ne ba no ro gu do a
so according to this to the text so all of those negative speech four negative speech are really you know belongs to this senseless gossip So then also lying, you know, telling lie, is also, you know, it's a meaningless or senseless. And this harsh speech, here again, harsh speech, sometimes the harsh speech may have, you know, a proper meanings of the purposeful, there's a purpose.
Then the rock, then a kumachi, the kutsu, and the churning in Kasakashas and the Lazona, sits on the world.
So, if, for example, if you tell someone who has actually stolen something from you, and if you, by knowing that, and you tell the person that you are the one who has stolen mine, and so on and so forth. Although the speech is ugly, you know, it's not really a gentle speech, but it's a harsh. There is a meaning in it. Knowing that someone is a thief or someone who has stolen your things, and if you say that, you know, it's there's a meaning in it. There's a purpose. So, no questions asked, you know, being it as a speech, you know, I mean, harsh words. It is harsh words.
Kumada keche ma yin yichila, me jenda chi chi yin kasi kumada suna sila suna, langsa sena nga dha yin te, nga lingi wa chi wala cha yin wursi. Rwa, tamir nga ngunzi chi di tani che gursi ki sun jin dwa.
So, it's like, when we are tried to find and identify the grasping itself, right? Ngunzin, which means the grasping itself.
Tamir pe yin samar da.
So, how you know we can identify this this self of person, in other words, is analogous to when you pinpoint someone as a thief or as a burglar and so on. So you just try to you know when you identify the identifying the the self. You identify the self suddenly, you know, as if you are pointing out someone as a thief.
카투 신어 요네 들려요. 들려 카투라 땅 나 사나도 세요. 나데 아니 되는 간진 이제 인가 지타지요로 요소도 봐지 차고야서로.
And then also when you are about to fall off the cliff and also the buildings and so on, and you as soon as you realize that you're at the edge of this cliff, you're on the verge of falling down, and then right away that you have a sense of feeling of I am going to fall and so on, and you're identifying this I, but this identification of this I is based upon the grasping itself.
그래서
way we identify the self, most of the time, such as when you're on the edge of cliff that you're about to fall down, and you have as soon as you realize that you're in your situation, and you have a sense of I. And that kind of I that you have, your identification of that I is really independent I. The way you grasp at that I is you're grasping at that I as if that I concretely exists, intrinsically exists. This is how we're looking at our I. However, if we look back and try to look at ourselves, how this I exists, and try to analyze, then that kind of I become unfindable.
等我这边的话，大面多了，那么当心能这个谁的，根据当心引申信息，是吧？家长们嘛，这把你，家长开源嘛，这些些就要啊。嗯，毕竟人家当时他们那边没车嘛。So therefore, when
we, in order to realize selflessness, first of all, we need to identify the self, the grasping itself. In other words, object of negation is a gaja, which is the object of negation. So without understanding the object of negations, there's no way that you can understand the self, the selflessness. So you have to find the non-existence of the object of apprehension of the grasping as self, which will then lead oneself to understand what is meant by selflessness.
등에 계제다니 따다 실대로 변화 꼬마를 꼬마서 나로서나 라상할 꼬마서 세데 샘나 신나들에 의디 시주 차나 송아서로 꼬마지 많이 얘네 들려로 의디 신나디 뭐 융아 능이와 가장 건지 오셀로 의디 고 시주 인버데 세 번에 지로
So as we mentioned earlier that when you tell someone you are a thief, though the person may be a thief, but the very nature of the speech itself is very harsh.
It really belongs to the harsh words.
So this is how we really need to be mindful of. We always try to, be vigilant about ourselves.
이제 자가당 가서 배에다 배에다 자나도 살아마 로아 며칠 지향아 살인 주소송이 이러면 자나 바르게 시에 되잖아.
So here in this country, we hardly see people gathering in the street and engaging in those meaningless speech. We don't see those much in this country. But whereas in India, we find a lot of people, gathered in different places and corners and on the streets and so on, then spend hours and hours of engaging in those
gossips,
idle gossips. So in the practitioner's point of view, it is really harmful to one's own practice. So it is because of this gossip will then create a disunity or the disharmony among the communities.
온데지 당고성아 제대 사지 가정에 넣어는 게 되는 이방아 손이 세를 차로디 아니 마치게 님이 대산에 런이 되려면 주세요 지다로 아니 제다 런이 고고만도 런이 키는 방문지 가지 니가 있잖아 제고로 왔다 연애 제고로
so that we as a practitioners so then we need to first of all to find the disadvantages you know, to understand the disadvantages of engaging in this gossip or this meaningless speech, senseless speech. And through identification of these disadvantages, then one try to avoid engaging in such, actions of speech. So, if one stays in the one room or the one place without going outside, and then again that, over time, then you get agitated and become so discomfort because you feel very uncomfortable being within one place for a long period of time, like days and days. So because right now, our body, speech, and mind, gosam, which means not really conditioned by the Dharma. So therefore, we are unable to engage, we're unable to maintain being in a one single place for a long period of time.
Chogye ye song ina jila ini karsa mambu nang ni ngal ta chipo di di sen la da se di yang lo zhang ki re doa, di ya nyang ka ji re doa.
Mambu
nang ngal ta se, karishi yegudu, sozo karishi yegudu da gara mando.
Mambu nang ngal ta
se, ini? Ini chipo di di sen la da se.
Chipo di di sen.
Rani chipo di di sen pa la da gara.
So therefore, Adisha has stated that when you are being in the crowd or you are in the being at a place where there are a lot of people and you have to look at and very careful, be mindful of what you are saying. And when you are being alone by yourself and be mindful of yourself and look at your inner eye and analyze one's own eye or the self. So then, you know, it's really true because when we are engaging in this senseless speech and then you know, with no reason, you know, you just tell everything. Sometimes this might become finished speaking those words and you may become really regretful of what you have said. And that this really happens, you know. All of this really have a purpose and meaning.
तो इनी गतो के हिते मेवा इसाने खास 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 तेल चो इन इनी गोंडा ले यान रो डालन जनो तो नयो रो खास केते छासो से से शुमा को मगा छासो दी गंगा छि चो जे जे करले दे छसारे इन खजे को न्यावने से नरे खजे जी सोसो के जी गने रानी रानी ले ते सो से रो गो दो आ
सो इट्स वी रियली यू नो नीड्स टू यू नो रिफ्रेन वी नीड टू रिफ्रेन फ्रॉम engaging in this kind of speech, you know, be very mindful of those because it is due to those, you know, senseless speech and we create enemy, you know, although the person may be a very dear to yourself in the morning and with one words of speech will make enemy in the evening. Mm-hmm. So this is important to be mindful of what we were really saying.
Kanga de di sidi le da ko nyanga sketa ma re ro. Nanga so be du ni kanga shu che ba ro. 베너로 아니기 베너 로보힌다고 제 얘는 슈마체요 야미기 테스 과산하고 제 얘는 저기 니 로지 차서 괜히 해서 하잖아 인간을 받니 따라 근데 이 로지 빼 먹어 줘야 알아서
so in the practical way it's in a conventional point of view it's also again you know be it is beneficial to be mindful of what we were saying for instance in Tibet in the past there are these two are really good friends. They share each other's experience and share each other's backgrounds and so on and so forth, each other's views and so on and so forth. And however, the other person is then later on influenced by the Chinese communists by giving him some names and, you know, positions. And then such a person will, you know, tell all your secrets. And this is what it really happens. We have to be careful.
And this time, as a non-sense, the wind has said, "Roa, Miguel, Luigi, Sonja, Nagi, Jete, Taji, Ta, Ichi, Sonti, Roa, Ichi, Son, No, Tsuma, Non-sense, Ichi, Roa."
So, as so far, we have covered out of those 10 negative actions, we have covered 3 negative actions of the body, and 4 negative actions. Of the speech, and now we have reached to the mind, you know, the negative actions of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any questions, so you can ask. So if you have no questions, then I will go through the text. Mm-hmm.
There must be some sort of subtlety to what becomes idle talk, you know, and what's useful talk, because at least in this country, in order to refine one's position on political issues to be able to vote as an informed voter, for example, you need to talk about things like politics and world events and things going on around you. You have to understand these things and know about them. And part of that is exchanging views and talking. So there must be some point beyond which it becomes idle talk. Point at which it's constructive. So, can
you repeat more about that? Sure. Sidung Kajab in Mamushik or was the oldest kid, I guess, to get the Ajik Tunda Mere Maris, originally, I don't know if you pass to share what that and get share what in the Mamush Chow or is. And that Dinzo Kanda Jimaka Chow Webina. So, yes, although it's idle gossip, you know, idle gossip, but that doesn't necessarily, it completes all those criteria or to become a perfect idle gossip, right? That means senseless speech. Maybe there will maybe lacking motivations, maybe performance, or the combination and motivations and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So, there should be a difference. You know, some of them, the idle gossips, it carried out all their criteria with 4, you know, stages, motivation, combination, performance, and so on.
So,
basis for becoming a senseless speech is meaningless, right? Meaningless speech. That's the basis. without than earlier.
Yeah, then the chama situ ganga ngache de selo yundi ngache yimba sona che tong go do ala ro.
So then again when we speak of lying and harsh speech and so on are the senseless speech, then we really need to think about whether all of those lies and the harsh words can really become a senseless speech. So again, here the senseless speech or the meaningless speech cannot necessarily to senseless to general public. It can be senseless to someone who is a very serious practitioner, or it says meaningless someone who is really engaging, who's really a Dharma practitioner. So here again, whether or not that such a speech has a meaning, can be interpreted, it requires a further interpretations. Whether it's saying something that doesn't it doesn't have any relation to Dharma. So if you were to, draw a conclusion, one could draw a conclusion, those idle gossips such as talks of politics and so on can accept as a idle gossip, but this gossip is incomplete, idle gossips, because this does not, fulfill the criteria to become a perfect idle gossip. So any questions? Mm-hmm. Yes. Please.
At a recent family reunion, there was a lot of speech that fulfilled all of the requirements. Imagine that if I could take, I'm wondering if there are any strategies you'd recommend when with family members to make it less uncomfortable or to explain, or what should we do when we're in situations with people
with whom
we often engage in senseless speech, like our mothers and
what should we do? That's also Kim Zhang, Pamang, Chik Nang Lo Li Dei, and today, the Nga Kya Liang, and the Shihu Shita, Chik Kye Jie Xie Bo, and all that, and Chik Kabu Nye Wo, and Chik Zong Mu Chik Chik, and Chik Xie Yang, and Pei Jin, and Pei Jin, and Jong Yue Jusum, Chang Ma Chang, and Sura Shih, and Chia Jung. And that, Tha Khe Wei Ta Liya, and Chik, and Chik,
So
we, as long as one, is a practitioner, then one, it is the most important part for oneself is to be very mindful of what we were saying. And if you find that yourself in a situation where you are about to engage in senseless gossip or senseless, and right away try to refrain from that. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you are in the family gathering, so we go through all those discussions and so on, but it should have all the meanings and be mindful of that. It's the most important
one. Mm-hmm.
So it's always, very important for the practitioners, regardless of what kind of action that one may take. And it must, one must take these actions in conjunction with the application of mindfulness and application of mental introspection. So those are the two elements or the vital, you know, instruments that help us to refrain from engaging in negative actions. So most of this, you know, our idle gossip can occur due to this mental wandering.
They are kind of complementary
to each other. You know, idle gossip and then mental wanderings are the complementary. It complements each other.
Mental wandering.
So, for example, if you spend like 1 hour talking with somebody or talking with other people, and when you go back and then try to recall what you have said, and then sometimes then it's a lot of the conversation that you have as something that makes you laugh, and you know, it's really meaningless, you know.
So, kati changi de karisana temba de shijin tembo chena rawa, ni tibang la pena gesen go rawa. Temba de shijin yoy bitu na gesen da ji, maso niya kasi na yu son sen da rawa tsuchin. Te ya sona, ngane kaan rawa sona, ngolo chiye tsegmane. Lingwa yu son gane.
So always, you know, as long as you have this, the mindfulness and mental introspection, then those with this introspection and then the mindfulness, then along with that, then you need to have what they gesem, which means the virtuous mind. Which, in other words, you have a mind that you are willing to refrain from engaging in those negative actions, which is the sunsam. So, if you have those three instruments, then this will never let you engage in negative actions.
Conversations of the eight worldly concerns. The eight worldly concerns of would this be in the realm of all those factors? Because it seems to me that they would fit the bill, or fit the, you know, they would fit the slot that these things that you find, or people who don't know about Dharma or don't understand about eight worldly concerns would. We just have that driving force, like the main driving force behind conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious if you could comment on that.
That's the get then the Miguel the Magi could Miguel that she did the young sort of so young chick the. Then the Jidin Shige is here for the young and the Tomato School of David. The Jidin Shige is the Dillian Yemi Matagi Michi Mena, the Machin is Mena, and the anti called Nama Shishine called the Mikio Echawa, the Mixi, and the Chick Magi, Mikio Telia, Changu sort of Stahor and Tindish Tomato Sine, and the Gali Michi Chick.
Kalau sih nanas, tidak sih cukup lah. Jadi ini nolah. Jadi cuci je, rani kesan jangan dengan ciri lah. Kesan lah, dengan dua minit mungkin sih nolah. Ini suka kalau jadi cuci je yang orang ni, suka tadi kalau kalau orang yang macam mana, cahsin, nolah. Ni mahu tu semua nolah. Cuci tu macam ada sedang orang yang boleh. Jadi dia orang yang boleh cium nolah. Ani, kalau ngah cie tang. 你忙不起这边我也不多现在你这一路等下去是吧你的切记我也就能得到你的切记我也读书的你的切记我也我也说做读书早晚要死了学的
So it sounds, you know, if you, it is rooted to the three poisons for sure and those eight worldly concerns and eight worldly activities are the are the enhancing it enhances one's own negativities or affliction, mental afflictions and so on. So so then it is all of this, you know, negative actions through speech or the body and so on are actually you know, given rise by mental mm-hmm. afflictions, and such as this ngakyo, which is the idle gossip, you know, the senseless speech, are mostly arises out of attachment, and then the harsh words, you know, most of the time the harsh words arises out of anger and hatred.
rō jītān chācē nā yīgī chē nī mēgī chō yī nīmī tē shībī tō nē tē rō wā chācē nī chībā nā sīrī tān jītī tāntā pā lī lhā shāyā tē rō wā nī mēgī wā chū lī tē lā nī tāṅ tā chō chō lē nā ngā tāntā pā lī lāṅ lō pā chī lā rō shā ās tā ngō nē ngē tī yī lāṅ lō pā tē ngā zī chē tū sū tā lāṅ mā nō wā chī nā rō nē nī tā yī bī sāng chē tāṅ chē chū nā zū bī sāng chē kō pō tā pā chē kī tau yung wa shu, di yi ju la yung ba shu, ra wu ji ji, ra wang wa shi yi yin si ba.
So, from the beginningless time up until now, I haven't been able to identify, this is the dedication part, I haven't been able to identify this 10 negative actions, and it is because of that, you know, I've gone through this erroneous path, and so, as a result of following this erroneous path, I am trapped within the cyclic existence, unable to free myself from the cyclic existence. So, henceforth, I understood, you know, today that I understood this what is meant by 10 negative actions, and the disadvantages of the 10 negative actions, and I will always do my best to put in effort to refrain from engaging in negative actions, and may all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas replace me to be able to do this.
Nyene Jube Jeno Nyen Shesho Thank you.